What's up?
How's it going, dudes?
It's going.
Seth it, Colby.
And we're back.
Hyperact. It's too far.
No.
It's too far over.
That's good.
No one needs to see over here.
Ah, damn it.
It's too much. It was fine.
It was not.
Now it's back where it was.
No.
I say it is.
It's not.
I say it was.
It was not.
I say.
No, you are incorrect, sir.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
Yeah?
I'm tired.
Can you believe that a week ago we were doing shots for donations?
No.
That's a stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
We're never doing that
again. Not again, no.
No.
Uh-uh. Friday was terrible.
I bet. Oh, that's why I brought it up. I wanted to ask you how you did the next day.
I took a nap on lunch.
Okay, well, I mean, you made it then. You survived.
I survived thanks to, I think it was a cup of coffee, a caffeine pill.
Okay.
And a full throttle energy over the course of the day.
All right. Sounds good, man. What's that in your hand?
I upgraded.
What was that? That's the same brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fatter?
It's bigger.
Okay.
And more stuff.
So it's just a bigger, batter one.
Yep.
It's the same thing, though.
Same thing.
Lasts longer?
Yes.
Does it need... So it's got a bigger battery?
Yes.
And a bigger smoke
cartridge.
Tank?
Yep.
Cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
That's smarter than smoke tank.
Smoke tank.
Don't judge me. Hey, Morris, how you doing, man?
Baby.
Yeah, well,
I am a baby.
Yeah.
When it comes to drinking on
yep.
a weeknight and then having to go into work.
Yep.
Don't like it.
I just got an email from Pinterest where the subject line is horse girl problems. I can't unsubscribe from those. I can't. Like, I literally unsubscribe and it just keeps on coming.
Just keeps on coming. They have like five or six different like emails that you get
well,
from
why,
Pinterest.
Why in God's name? Would I get one about horse girl problems?
It was the same thing for Twitter. Twitter sends me, like, I thought I unsubscribed from
yeah,
all
Yeah, they have,
Twitter
like, a turn emails off button, though. It's really nice now.
They had
800 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like five
horrible.
Different ones that you can unsubscribe from.
Dude, let's shut down the internet.
Yeah.
It's more trouble than it's worth.
It really is.
I mean, it really is, right?
I don't like it.
What good comes from the internet?
54, shut the front door, man.
Yeah, rhymes.
Shut that internet door.
Shut that front door.
Yep.
Yeah, I have some topics today. A lot of them are goofy. Some of them I want your opinion on.
Cool.
Others, I want to rant about something.
Uh-huh.
That's my son's stuffed red panda.
It's really cute.
It is cute, dude. It's very cute.
Why didn't Morris say no?
Because he doesn't want us to shut down the internet.
I
want to
shut down the internet. Shut it the fuck down. Shut it the fuck down, man.
I hope that's the thumbnail on YouTube.
Shut it down.
Let's just replace you with the red panda.
Shut it down.
Yeah, man. So I want to talk about YouTube boning us.
Uh-huh.
Talk about Twitch boning us.
Oh, great.
It's not really Twitch that's boning us, though. It's some Arabian people or French or some foreigners.
Uh-huh.
Are boning us.
Sweet.
Some non-English-speaking foreigners. Like, I don't count, like,
Perfect.
Morris as foreign because he speaks English.
Yeah,
I don't count Canadians as foreign. Yeah. They speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Australians, not foreign,
I mean,
speak
they,
English.
They kind of speak French, too.
Well, that part of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if those people are considered Canadians.
They're
like, Canada. I think if you ask someone in Vancouver, are people from Quebec or Montreal,
mm-hmm.
are they Canadians? I think they'd be like, no, they're French.
They definitely are.
Because I think they even refer to themselves as French Canadians.
They are just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just weird. Shut the front door, official. That's right. Close it. But watch out for your foot
but
when you close the door.
And then close it again.
Yes, but anyway. So that's what we're going to talk
Ow.
About now. I got some rants. We're also going to talk about some other stuff.
I just punched this door.
And I also brought a Trump sleeping with a porn star story.
Oh, yeah.
You guys seemed to not believe me last week. So
fake news, man.
This
fake
one's
news.
From Newsweek. That's a pretty reputable site, right?
Fake news.
What sites are not fake news?
Breitbart.com.
Is that the only one?
Fox
even though
news.
Even though they ousted Steve Bannon?
The Drudge.
Oh, Drudge Report's
yeah.
a good one, yeah. Yeah, I forget about Drudge Report.
That's like the homepage of
yeah.
my grandpa's computer.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It really is.
That's like the old Republican
yeah.
homepage right
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah. That's an intense website, Drudge Report.
But yeah, Bannon turned on his own people, man.
Yeah,
We're
man.
A little late with that news, but yeah.
I mean, it's not really news either. It's
No.
I mean, it's like, a, it's like a who cares type of moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just more distraction.
But yeah, we got that to talk about, and I want to talk about YouTube and Twitch. So should we start the show and actually like get into that stuff?
Yeah, you know? Screw it, man. I'm not even here. Let's just do it.
All right, man. Panda's going to take your place?
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back with the Seth and Panda Show.
All right.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you.
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I'm not gonna stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Lies, it's the panda. Seth and the panda today. What's up, everybody?
Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
Oh, that panda, that is inappropriate
rock
for this.
Hard.
Basement Brian has just resubscribed for 2 months in a row. That's what that was. Also, the panda is very excited about
hype,
it.
Hype.
Yes, dude, yes. Hype, welcome hype, to the hype. Seth and Colby Show. Rock, it is rock, episode number 54 for January 18th, 2018.
Rock.
I feel like I had to say the 18 twice there. We are live twice a week.
Yeah.
Once on Sundays at 7 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays. Nope. Rewind the show.
You're really good at this.
You want to do it, Panda? You do it, Panda.
Live every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time and Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. You can follow us on Twitter at Seth and Colby.
No, where you watch live?
Follow us at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby.
Uh-huh.
Subscribe on YouTube for no fucking reason at all.
That's right.
It's youtube.com/Seth and Colby.
Where do you get it? What do you get at the YouTube?
The same show, just not live.
Okay, all right.
Also on Twitch, though, so you can choose.
Okay, yeah.
Audio podcast, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Everywhere where there's an audio podcast that you could get, it's there.
SethandColby.com.
And that's the main one. Just go there for all the stuff.
Yes.
Also, cool t-shirts, which no one has bought.
That's because I told them not to.
What?
Please don't buy the shirts, because Cameron gets the money.
Oh. Well, fuck that.
We're working on it.
No, we're not.
We are. I opened up Transmit today to start, and then I was like, that's going to be a lot of work. And then I don't stop. But
you big old
that's
bitch.
A baby step. You're not done with the intro yet. You got to talk about how to support us.
Support the show. Donate.
How?
Via tips.
Yeah.
Type exclamation point foghorn or exclamation point donate in the chat.
Yep.
Click the link. Tip us some money.
What happens?
A big old foghorn goes off and it scares the shit out of us. Literally shit.
Yep.
Comes out of our butts.
Yep.
Including mine, Mr. Pandas. Subscribe to the show.
Uh-huh.
$4.99, $9.99, or $24.99, either one, and you get fun sounds and emotes to use.
Where
do
you do that?
Things.
Where do you do that at?
That's twitch.tv/SethandColby.
There you go.
There's a big old subscribe button at the top. Or give us bits.
You can't. Yeah, we never talk
That's
about bits.
That's also another thing you could do. Don't know why. Follow the show, though, on twitch.tv/SethandColby. That's the biggest way.
How much money. How much does that cost?
It's free.
There you go.
It's absolutely free.
Okay.
It's a button click, people.
All right, should I fade out?
Panda's really good at doing the intro.
Yeah, you're right. That was better than me.
That was so much better
than
That
was way better than me, Panda.
So much better than
you. I am so sorry that
you
I ever doubted you.
You suck at the
sorry,
intro
man.
Shit.
I bow to you, Panda.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry.
Right.
I bow to you.
You fucking better.
Sorry. Please don't hit me, Panda.
I will maul your face.
I will massacre you. All right, guys, well, that's it.
Yeah, okay, I'm done with that. You can probably not even hear shit because the panda was muffling the audio.
No, actually, it sounded great.
Okay, cool.
Your microphone is so loud you could go back there and do the show.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, so, all right, you want to start with the YouTube disgrace?
Disgrace.
I want to start with some
evil as plain as the scar on his face.
It's Lion King 2, by the way, if you didn't know. I want to start with a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Some context, perspective. All right. This mostly affects me, and I want you guys to know that it doesn't really affect me. This is annoying as this. All right. Like, it's like that to me.
That's fucking annoying.
I know. But, like, you don't want it to happen. But does it really affect your life? Like, tonight when you're laying in bed, you're not going to think about it, right?
You gave me cancer right
Sorry.
So I will always think about that.
You can't get what you already got, though, so. Okay, well, anyway, here's the thing, okay? YouTube, actually, let me start here, okay? I started my ZSwigs channel, which, if you don't know, that is my personal daily stream channel, ZSwigs, all right? I started that maybe 2 years ago, I would say. A year and a half. I think it was July of 2016 is when I started it. Uh-huh. Like, I decided to no longer go by my actual name and start a persona. And that's when that began. What are you staring at over there?
Space.
I mean, you keep looking like chat saying something, and so I keep looking back, and they haven't said anything, and it's very concerning. Can you not? Thank you. Okay, so I started that in July of 2016. I mainly did it because I started a Destiny podcast. Stop it. I'm gonna stab you.
Gotcha.
Because I mainly started a Destiny podcast on Official Tony P, which we no longer do. Uh-huh. And I didn't want to go by my name, Seth, if he's going by Unofficial Tony P.
Yeah.
Okay? So I started it mainly because of that. And it's an old handle I used to use in games and blah, 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 blah. Okay?
Blah, 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 blah.
When that happened in July of 2016, my YouTube page, all you needed to get advertising on YouTube or get payouts from ads was an AdSense account. And, you know, if you had a ID number or whatever, you could get an AdSense account and could tie it to your YouTube, and I think I maybe over 2 years made $5. So that's where it comes to the perspective of this thing, okay? I started doing ZSwigs really, like, as my job in, like, June of this year, or of 2017, all right? June, July of 2017, I really started to step it up. I started putting videos up all the time and all this. So you can see all these at my YouTube page, which is at ZSwigs.com. Here's the thing, all right? The second I started doing that, YouTube changed their rules. And they said, from now on, unless you have 10,000 views total, you are no longer eligible for the YouTube Partner Program, which means you can't run ads on your videos, you can't make money on your videos.
Yep.
Okay? So they just demonetized all the videos I had already monetized, and then they took away the option to monetize any videos that I uploaded from then on out, which, again, is literally, like, right when I started doing YouTube.
Yep.
Okay? Again, not a huge issue. Okay, I'm not making a lot of money. In fact, they don't pay you out to $100, so we're not making any money. Okay, but yeah. You could say the same thing for this show, because unless you tip us via PayPal, like if you give us bits or you sub, we don't get that money till $100 threshold is hit.
Yeah.
We haven't hit that, and then it takes 60 days once you hit that to get your money. So technically, we're not making any money for this show either, even though you guys are giving us your money. It's a thing with the internet, and it's super annoying. This is where it gets worse, okay? So YouTube did that. I hit 10,000 views. All right, I worked my butt off. I mean, not really, because I'm really a Twitch streamer. But I got 10,000 views on YouTube, like, 3 weeks ago. Two or 3 weeks ago. So proud, all right? Mm-hmm. I was making videos every week, trying to farm them clicks. Okay, because I don't like making clickbaity videos.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't make, like, well, look at this Destiny thing that's hidden in the back, and it's just like a piece of dirt that some developer put there.
You
okay,
should do that.
That's how you farm views,
you
okay?
You should do that.
I don't believe in doing that.
You should.
I believe in when you click one of my videos, it's going to be uniquely entertaining and not clickbait junk. Okay?
It can't.
No, it can't.
Like, if you were skilled enough,
nope.
It could.
Nope, yeah. You can't do it. It's not possible.
People do it.
You can't have clickbait and good content.
I have clicked on clickbait and been satisfied.
Well, that's because you're a garbage human.
That's the majority of people on YouTube.
Well, I don't want to deal with garbage humans, okay?
You're limiting your audience.
That's
bad
fine.
Bad for business.
Here we go.
Bad right. for business.
Here's the thing. They said in the YouTube dashboard, because I went to look, and I'm like, all right, can I get advertised? Like, we are reviewing your channel, and we will email you with their decision, okay? Because they want to make sure that your content's appropriate and whatever, you know, because PewDiePie ruined the internet for everybody.
Yep.
Okay? And here's the thing. I am very clean on my channels, so I knew that I would get out. Quit looking at a thing.
He said something.
It's a miracle. actually looked at chat and there was actually chat.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Morris, don't leave. You can stay. I like you. You're not garbage. Just Colby. Anyway, today they announced.
Asshole.
Or like 2 days ago. All right. They announced that the requirements are now 4,000 hours watched over the last year and 1,000 subscribers.
Yep.
So they changed. They moved the goal again.
Yep.
Which bones a lot of people. Because there's two things. It's not even me. Like, there's a lot of people out there who say they make, you know, $100, $200, $300 a month off, like, how-to videos.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so people Google how to change a light bulb in your car, you know? No one's going to subscribe to that channel.
Right.
Because they don't ever need to visit that channel again.
Mm-hmm.
But they get a ton of views. So they're going to easily have the 4,000 hours watched a year, but they're only going to have 40 subscribers.
Yeah.
Those people no longer make money. There's like, and there's lots of people like that. And then there's also people like me. And like, and I, like I said, I don't expect to make a lot of money off YouTube. I never did. Okay? YouTube is mostly there, so if you don't catch my stuff live, you can go to YouTube and watch it.
Uh-huh.
But it would be nice to make $10 a month, like get a pizza, you know, or something like that. You know, pay for a soda a week at a convenience store.
Even though you wouldn't get it until you had $100.
Just $100 would be nice, though. You want $100?
I mean, $100 like once every 6 to 8 months.
You don't want that?
I'll take it.
Nope, you don't want it. I'm keeping your share now.
Nope.
It's mine now. You don't want your money, I'm keeping it.
I'm stabbing you, that's what's happening.
Oh yeah?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand why
I'll bring the fox or panda back, he'll eat your face.
Here's the problem, chat. Colby has YouTube red, and he doesn't understand that all these smaller channels that he watches are now going to have ads that just go directly to YouTube. And he's not going to sing because he has YouTube red.
Yeah, there's this new thing I
saw.
He's
an elite jerk.
It's,
he's an elitist.
It's like a new browser.
Okay.
I think it's called Brave, I want to say.
Okay.
And it's like, it's got ad block and all this crap. Like,
oh, just built
into
in?
It.
That's awesome.
And it has like a subscription model to where you can basically choose. Like, if you pay $9.99 for YouTube Red, that just goes to YouTube, and whoever, every creator basically gets a piece
right,
of that
over
the time. You can choose who you would like to support and for how much money. Like, you could do $2 to one channel that you always
watch.
How does
that work?
Or it's in the settings or something like that. It's like Philip DeFranco, Mr. Big Shot YouTube man.
Okay.
He said something about it on his newest episode, and I was like, he's like, this is the future. And I'm like,
is it?
So I can
the problem, the problem
YouTube
with that
for free then.
The problem with that is that you're not always on your computer when you watch YouTube.
That's a good point.
Like, I don't know about you, but you're kind of aged out almost of that demo. Like, I bet a lot of people, like Chris, has never once looked at YouTube on a computer. It's always on her iPad. Always using the YouTube app every single time.
Almost every time I'm on my computer.
But that's because you look at it when you're at your desk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you used it for like YouTube music and stuff at the gym, you would use the app.
Yeah.
And then that wouldn't help you.
Then I pay for Spotify.
Oh, okay. I'm so mad. I pay for everything. $10 is nothing. I'm going to delete you from my life. You're deleted, all right?
That's happened like 5 times.
I know it has. And it doesn't take.
It doesn't.
You just control-Z yourself back in.
Mm-hmm.
Like a jerk.
I'm very skilled like that.
Yeah. But anyway, my point stands, man. All right? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why YouTube... What is the benefit? Well, because now I think the reigning theory now is that Logan Paul just ruined the internet. Because I think the idea is that YouTube's going to go to Toyota and be like, hey, we did this. We did something. So this Logan Paul thing never happens again. We demonetized all these spam accounts and there's no more, you know. We're making sure we police really well and we're only allowing certain high quality channels to get advertisers and that type of stuff.
No, yeah, that's it.
When reality, I mean, it's just I don't understand. I don't get what they get from it.
Don't care about their user base anymore. They care about maintaining their relationships with the advertisers, and
if they don't have
cut into their user base,
exactly, and they don't have a user base, doesn't that hurt their advertisers? Or is it just as long as they have Philip DeFranco and PewDiePie
They are like Netflix, man. They got their quality content that gets millions of views week on week. They've already built up their infrastructure. They don't need brand new people.
But don't you think they would make...
It's not innovative anymore. It's just a service that is continuing.
But wouldn't they make more money by having ads on these smaller channels? Like, that's what I don't get. And I guess you can't answer because you have YouTube Red, but like,
I'm assuming
do they run ads on my videos? I just don't get the money for it. Like, is that why they make more money? Because they just cut out 80% of YouTube and that they're still
that wouldn't solve anything, would it? Because well, if Toyota played in front of an Alex Jones video and it wasn't monetized, they're still going to have the problem of being like, it looks like we just supported Alex Jones. So I'm assuming no. I'm assuming they do not play.
So they're going to make less money, and by making less money, they're going to make more money. Because they're like, we're going to advertise more selectively, so your dollar is more... goes farther. Is that their? I guess that's their idea.
Or they're just reaching for a wider net of advertisers.
I would imagine they go to Toyota or whoever, and they're like, used to when you spent a dollar, you know, 70 cents of your dollar would go to the 80% of the unwashed YouTubers that have the 10,000 view minimum, and now we got rid of that, and now only 30% of YouTube has advertising, and so you're now the 80% of your dollar is going to go directly to these big channels that we know people are watching. So the problem is, I feel everyone has problems with the big channels. Like, it wasn't me who filmed a dead guy. It was their big channel. It wasn't me who said the N-word. It was their big channel. So I guess I just don't understand how advertisers go, okay, thanks. Like, it's fixed now.
I don't see why they give a shit.
I don't either.
It's fucking
like,
YouTube.
I never...
What do you expect to get from YouTube?
I never looked at... Even, like, when, like, these Fox News people that get, like, advertisers leave, I'm like, I don't watch Fox News and go, wow, Mercedes is advertising. Mercedes must endorse Fox News. I never have done that in my life.
No, I just think Mercedes wants to advertise for your fucking car.
Yeah.
And it's on every channel that they can put it on.
That's always what I thought. Like, I don't imagine there's a sales executive at Mercedes like, this better be on Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Like, I don't ever imagine that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, maybe marketing, man.
I don't know, dude. Marketing. Morris says, I think the point is to block extreme videos that have a small part of views not getting monetized. Well, yeah, and a lot of people say that it's to break spam accounts and, like, clickbait accounts and, like, stuff like that. People who put up clickbait to get a million views and then create a new channel. You know, because that one will get strikes or whatever. And then they'll create a new channel and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how did that become a thing? In the first place. Like, if YouTube reviews my channel, aren't they reviewing the clickbait channels? And so if the clickbait channels get approved, isn't that YouTube's fault? Why am I being punished because YouTube doesn't know how to approve of a channel properly?
Algorithm, man. It's not efficient enough.
It's Google. Yeah. Don't you think they should know how to do that?
You would think.
Like, there's a website that released last week where you upload a picture of your face and it spits out an artwork that looks like your face. Like, they can do that, but they can't be like, ooh, this video is clickbait.
Right.
I don't understand it, man.
It's just sad.
And then while that happens, Twitch just reached a new Disney deal, which I haven't read about yet. And they just did something really great for our page in particular. Like, here's our dashboard right here. Like, this, they added premieres and reruns. Have you seen that? So, like, this used to be just vodcasts, and now they actually classify it as reruns, which I'm fairly certain we gave them the idea of, because I called these reruns all the time, and I feel like they knew.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
they're watching
knew.
Us specifically, and we're like, yep, we gotta give them
I feel like we're the trendsetters.
It's not like we're talking about the same thing every single other talk show is talking about, probably.
I'm going to delete you from my life.
We're unique. Right? We're unique. We're the only ones talking this shit, man.
Yeah, we are.
We all are. Right? That's why you subscribe.
I'm the only one who titles our vodcast as reruns for the LULs, and then they just put, they name it reruns. All right. Well, they also added premieres, which is kind of cool. Like, I don't know who's going to use this. Like, the idea behind premieres here is that you make a video. Like, I'm going to make, Seth and Colby make a special We Play Getting Over It video. We don't do it live for whatever reason because we're imitating YouTube. Like, I'm guessing this is to get YouTube people to come over, you know, like cross personalities, you know? So, like, we make a Getting Over It video and we play for 3 hours and you edit it down to 10 minutes of hilarity. And then we say, hey, chat. On Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central, come to twitch.tv/SethandColby. We'll be in chat with you. Be in chat and we're going to premiere our new Getting Over It video, and we'd love to see your live reactions. That's what the idea behind it is. Now, is that going to compete with YouTube? I don't think so. Because I think YouTube makes all of the views from YouTube come from search, right?
You would think.
Like, with the exception of some celebrities.
Right, except the major channels that have...
Most of the stuff comes from, I'm looking for these things, you know, and...
Or related.
Or related videos. Yeah, which YouTube claims has nothing to do with your monetization status.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say. So, like, the idea is that I could be recommended right next to PewDiePie if I have a topic very similar to PewDiePie's that's the same relevance to the user who it's recommended to, which can't be true. Because I feel like if I'm talking about, if you're looking for shoes, and PewDiePie has a video about shoes, and I have a video about shoes, they're going to show a PewDiePie shoe video, and then they're also going to show a PewDiePie I love raccoon video, and a PewDiePie I like balloons.
I don't think
balloons.
It would be shown to anybody that you that hasn't watched you.
Right.
If they've watched you before, then it would show up on the recommended.
But at least, I think it's cool that Twitch is trying new things.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's an improvement. It looks like they're trying to put a new spin on uploaded video. When in reality, all they need to do is just have a second version of the site. Like, you click a button, and now it takes you to a white version of the site that is all past. You know, it's like we did this with Duo at one point. Like, we were going to have new shows and old shows. Mm. And, like, you remember, you designed it. So, like, the top, we had, like, six shows that were new and happened every week. And then you scroll down, and there's a layer of grass. And then we put it, like, in the dirt. And there's, like, shows that are dead.
Right.
And you would scroll down, and it's, like, a whole... It's the same navigation and everything, but now it only filters old shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what Twitch needs to do. It needs to be, like, here's all your live personalities, and you're on ZSwigs Live, and then you can click past broadcasts, or highlights, or whatever you want to call it, and instead of it being just past live streams, it's, here's ZSwigs Let's Plays, here's ZSwigs videos for this type of stuff, you know? And I feel like that's what they need to do. And I don't know if they're taking baby steps to get there or what. But the Disney thing is interesting because PewDiePie was on Disney and all that type of stuff. So, let's see. To that end, Twitch also announced today that it's partnered with Disney Digital Network to bring exclusive content to the platform. It's tapped four Disney-managed creators who have pulled in 1 million subscribers on YouTube. Sean William McLaughlin,
Jacksepticeye.
Okay, you know him. Mark Edward Fishbog, Markiplier.
Yep.
Pinella loves him.
Those are two, like, the competition for PewDiePie, even though they're, like, best friends.
And then Megan Strawberry 17, and Luzu Games, who doesn't have a real name, apparently. Those four are also active on Twitch, and now any content they create on the platform won't be cross-posted on video sites. However, partnership doesn't mean they have to create videos only for Twitch. The new tools of partnership arrived at Twitch recently announced additions to its leadership, blah, 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 blah. So now Twitch is going after some of these YouTubers. And I think that is probably the biggest shot across the bow to YouTube that we've ever had, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know of any other bigger competition.
Well, and Twitch is owned by Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like there's some little up-and-comer. Like, Amazon could take on Google. They're one of the few companies out there that could. It's like Microsoft, Amazon, Apple.
Yeah.
Those are like the only tech companies that would even have a chance of taking on Google if they wanted to.
Facebook.
I guess Facebook, yeah.
Twitter.
I don't think Twitter could.
Nah.
I think Twitter would get crushed. Facebook is definitely one of them. Mm. Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's about it. Ask Jeeves. But yeah, Yahoo couldn't do it, I don't think.
No.
Like, I mean, some Chinese companies probably could do it.
Yeah.
But overall, like, it's not like Twitch is some tiny little company, you know, like Morris said Facebook do. Yeah, I get it. I missed one. All right. Judge me. But, like, Amazon could do it. And so now they go after these people who are YouTubers, and they're like, hey. I mean, this to me says two things. One, they're trying to do this. This is the first actual point that they're being like, hey, we're trying to get into on-demand content and not live content. And then it also brings in these talents who are used to making on-demand content. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have all their opinions and feedback directed to Twitch and telling them this doesn't work or this works or I'd like it this way. And that'll help more people come over.
Yeah.
Like if PewDiePie is really being blasted on YouTube, okay? Like if his ads are really being hurt, if his revenue is really being hurt, and he sees Markiplier come over here to Twitch and make a lot of money, wouldn't he come to Twitch? I mean, why wouldn't he? It's not like his audience would be like, oh, he's not on YouTube anymore, I'm not watching.
Right.
Like, they would follow him.
Well, I think that his biggest thing is, like, he did do live on YouTube for a good while, and then that's when the incident happened where he said the N-word.
Well, right, but that's
so he likes the edited content. If I do say something dumb, I can edit
right,
that
well, that's what I mean. Is it, but Markiplier is also that way, right? Like, he makes edited content on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the idea is that PewDiePie would come to Twitch and make his edited content.
When you, yeah, like, years ago, you told me that you were watching Markiplier on Twitch.
That's not me.
Yeah, that was you.
That ain't me.
That was you.
I don't, I've never seen one. I couldn't tell you what Markiplier looks like. That ain't me. I don't know who that man is. The only reason I know what PewDiePie looks like is because you showed me because I Googled him when you told me who he was, and then I judged you because I had seen his face.
I swear to God, you were telling me.
I am so out of the YouTube loop, man. I can't even tell you.
I thought he was on Twitch like forever ago.
I know Logan Paul because of Vine.
Yeah.
I've never seen one Logan Paul YouTube video.
Yeah, me neither.
Minus, I'm so out of YouTube. Yeah, I mean, I think the entire time you've known me, I've been scared of YouTube. It scares me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think my problem is I don't know how to find anything on it.
Yeah, you just get lucky.
Yeah, and I'm not lucky. I have terrible luck.
Yeah.
Terrible luck. Morris says the thing is YouTube's losing money. They are. They don't break even, which, again, that's crazy to me. Because, I mean, yeah, they just got Alphabet backing them up, and so they don't need any money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how it works. Must be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine Twitch is making a lot of money either, right?
I mean, half and half?
I don't know, man. I don't know how that works. Like, they got to pay. Like, the bandwidth alone has got to be unbelievable for this type of stuff.
I don't know, man. Got Amazon. They could be using their web services.
Well, they definitely do. I mean, they absolutely do, but they still have to pay for it, right?
What is Vine? Morris. Come on, man.
Remember, he's old. He's an old man. Remember that.
Still, it was like the biggest thing, like, what, 2-3 years ago?
Oh,
4 years ago?
Probably 4, yeah.
Shit.
It's been a long time.
You know it's coming back, right?
Like, as Vine.
Vine 2.0 is coming back.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
See, if I wanted to make some YouTube views, I could just title Vine is coming back, Vine 2.0.
Yeah.
And then I could just be like, did you guys know that Vine's coming back? There are rumors. And then I could be like, my friend Colby knows somebody who knows somebody.
Oh, yeah.
His bacon number is 6, and he knows that Vine is coming back.
6. Vine, for those who don't know, was like a – it was a
– 6-second looping video.
Yeah. It was 6-second looping video, and there was a whole bunch of comedy. There was some animation. There was some
owned by Twitter
drama stuff.
It and was like
weird,
it worked really well. It was probably the best video app, but the problem was you can't monetize a 6-second video.
No,
like there's no way. So,
I mean, Coca-Cola was paying Vine creators to make
Vines. They did product placement, but Twitter wasn't getting any piece of that. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like Logan Paul got his money by being on Vine. And being like, oh, look at this fresca! And then he did 6 backflips into a grave or whatever Logan Paul does.
Yep.
You know, and like.
Exact thing, yep.
Uh huh, and that was Vine. But Twitter wasn't getting any of that fresca money. Only Logan Paul was.
Just put like an image. Nothing, not everything, not every ad has to be a fucking video.
Oh, it does.
Like, that's why I hate Facebook.
If you don't have jazzy music, man, how you supposed to.
Facebook.
How you supposed to get your ads in?
Facebook is a bitch. YouTube just either puts a little tiny little image on the bottom of a video halfway through.
Yep.
Facebook just stops the video halfway through and plays a fucking 15-30 second ad and then gets you back to the video.
Have you looked at all at their Facebook TV or video on demand or whatever?
The one time I did, it was on desktop and it looked like the biggest pile
because
of shit.
They have like
add on to Facebook I've ever seen.
They have original TV shows and stuff on there. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. They're trying to be YouTube red.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I don't even have Facebook. Like, I don't go to it ever. And my life is
probably
better.
Smart.
And I watched it. Dude, I watched. Okay. Colby was talking trash about Mission Impossible the other night. So I went and watched Rogue Nation because it's on Prime. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
So I just watched it. By the way, great movie. You don't know what you're talking about. It was good.
It was not.
It was good. Do you remember what happens in it?
No.
Name 3 plot points. Besides Tom Cruise is in it, Simon Pegg is in it.
It was basically Spectre.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, it was kind. It was a
it's
little
exactly
Spectre-y,
like Spectre,
but it was better than Spectre by 100%.
Well, yeah, Spectre was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad.
But that doesn't mean that
Rogue
the Mission
Nation
Impossible
was good,
version
man.
Of it's any good either.
It was good.
Nah,
it was good. Okay, and then I watched The Social Network for the lols, and like what blew my mind is at the end of The Social Network. Like I don't know the last time you watched Social Network, but the end of The Social Network, it's Mark Zuckerberg talking to Rashida Jones. and he's like, I gotta do this, blah, blah. Then it like shows him and it starts to pull out, and then it shows text on the screen. And it's like, Facebook now has 500 million users, and it's available in like 140 countries. And I'm like, what? And so I went and looked it up. Now they have 2 billion users, mm-hmm. and they're available in every country but China and Iran. And North Korea, but North Korea doesn't count because they don't have internet.
Putting out a Blu-ray.
But yeah, and then I was like, okay, that's way out. That's way wrong. And then I went and looked. Social Network came out in 2010.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
No.
That blew my mind.
Where have the last 8 years gone?
2010, because I feel like Facebook was old news when the Social Network came out.
Yeah.
And that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, and it's still around kicking, man.
That's crazy.
They could have died, but then they bought Instagram, and then they're trying.
And Mark is still CEO, mm-hmm. man. You can't deny that. I almost put a story in here today, but I didn't know how we could talk about it. Where he just bought a $130 million yacht. He's just cruising around on the Zuckerberg yacht.
And they say that man's a robot.
He is a robot.
That's the most man thing to do.
I am driving this boat.
Oh, I was told by other humanoids that a boat is what you buy when you become very rich.
You know he's the world's youngest billionaire?
Yeah.
He's like number 6 in the world. Do you know his personal net worth is more than the revenue that Facebook makes? I was trying to figure that one out.
I don't know how that happens.
How is a man worth money because of the company he founded, whose company is worth less than him? Like, it's not okay, it's not worth less because it's market capitalization, like all the shares and everything added together is way more than his billions, but like the amount of money Facebook is making is less than how much Mark Zuckerberg is worth. I was trying to figure that one out. That doesn't make any sense.
Patents and proprietary, like, if technology,
we,
man,
if we made Seth and Colby into a corporation,
mm-hmm.
okay.
We would need some...
And we got 1,000 shares, and we somehow bamboozled people into buying those shares at $10 a piece. Okay? Our company would be worth $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the company doesn't make any money. But our net worth would be $5,000 each if we drew 50% of the company.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense!
He's got his hands in other things, man.
No, he doesn't!
He does.
What's he... Is yachting... Is he yachting?
He's a big name in the smoking community.
I bet you there will be a space race between Facebook and Google when space travel goes commercial. Really, Facebook? You think that? I don't know, man.
It's going to be Virgin and SpaceX.
Well, that's already the space race, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Boeing? Isn't Boeing trying to go to space, too?
I think they're all three like trying to go to Mars.
I feel like, except for SpaceX, I feel like Boeing and Virgin Galactic just occasionally put out press releases about, hey, space is still a thing.
Yeah.
And we're just like, ooh, they're trying. And like,
space is still a thing. We're like, Elon Musk over here shooting rockets into the air.
He's shooting cars up into space.
Yeah.
But like, we're trying to commercialize airliners. And he's like, I'm going to shoot a Tesla into space and laugh about it. You know? And some guy tweeted him on Twitter, and he's like, hey, if I figure out how to get that Tesla out of space, can I have it? And Elon's like, yeah, sure.
What?
Dude, I don't know where we live or what planet we're on anymore.
Yeah,
man.
We can do that, but the internet craps out because it's cold.
Because
outside.
It's cold, yeah, exactly. Yep. Uh-huh. Hey, you got glitter on your face, man.
Thanks.
Can I touch it?
No.
Hold on, I'm going to get it off.
I don't want it off.
I don't know where it went.
I put it there specifically
you
for one
not.
Reason you've to piss
the,
you off.
You been to the strip club, bruh?
Yep.
Strip club?
Yep.
Getting them glitter in your face?
Yep.
All right.
Went on my lunch break.
Thought so. Yep. I thought you did.
Good 10 minutes of stripping.
All right, man, let's talk about video games. We're on Twitch, after all. Have you seen this? The first look at Nintendo Labo.
We're going to get copywritten.
No, who cares? Oh, you know what? Let's talk about that real quick before we change subject. This is another thing that doesn't mean anything to anyone but me and Colby, okay? Our music that we play... Our music that we play at the start and end of every show, okay? I should pull it up so you guys can hear it. Although we're going to get copywritten for it.
Oh, well.
Well, this isn't YouTube's copyright. This is Twitch.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's why it's annoying.
You mean our heroic music?
Yes.
Is...
Where's it at? I think we call it Superhero? I think I named him based off...
Marvel?
No, it might be this one. High Price Victory? This probably ain't it. This probably ain't it.
What the hell is groove music?
Oh, I have no clue. It just opened. It's Windows, dude. I think this is what Windows Media Player is now. Yeah, this isn't it. This is another one. I think. Oh, it's Superhero. This one right here. Okay. You guys have heard this 100,000 times. Okay, we play this on a loop during our stream is starting soon, and we'll see you next time. Okay. At the end of the episode, I'm gonna pause this so we don't get struck. At the end of the episode last week on Sunday, I went to do a highlight because what I do is I highlight so I get rid of the countdown and the ending, and I just chop the beginning and the end, and then I export that to YouTube. Okay. When I did that, there was already a muted portion of our show on Twitch. Because the way Twitch works is that it mutes copyrighted content.
Right.
All right. We have never, like, even through all the copyright strikes and all the music blocks and everything that we've gotten on YouTube, we have never once had a muted segment on the Seth and Colby show.
Mm-hmm.
Not one time.
That's crazy.
So I was like, what do we do? And it was at the tail end of the show. And I'm like, the only thing that we play at the end of the show is our ending music, which is this. Okay, which we've been playing for 12 years.
Yeah.
This is the ending music I did on my show in 2006. Okay? Like, that's the spiritual successor. I've just played it through every show I've ever done as the ending music. Okay? It is GarageBand music.
Yeah.
It is as cheap-ass free stock music as you can possibly get. Okay? Like, it's so bad that when I hear it on TV in, like, a legitimate commercial, I lose respect for whoever used it because it is so low rent that you couldn't even go to, like, Adobe Stock and use a free credit you get from Photoshop to get you some real stock music. This is GarageBand. This is bottom of the barrel. I bought an iBook 2004, and this was the music that came installed on it. Music. Okay? Yes. It is bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I'm like, there's no way that that is copyrighted. So I went and I Twitch also added something I've ever seen before, which is appeal silence, or appeal the muted audio. So I went to appeal it, and inside it told me what it was. Okay, I'm sorry if whoever watches this on YouTube or whatever doesn't watch it live. I'm sorry, you're probably going to get your audio muted. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's never happened before, so I can't honestly tell you. I need to play it for you, Colby. You'll know immediately what the problem is, because I was blown away. Right here. So it's got to be this link right here. Okay, look at this. This is Dream Team Do Pashino by Dilaudin. Okay, published in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in American. All right, but it's on Vivo, so it's a real song from some country. I'm not totally sure where. And immediately you'll know what got copyright struck. Okay.
Em cada cantinho do Rio de Janeiro tem moleque de mola.
Like, this part will probably get copyright struck because it's... Here it is.
Em cada esquina da cidade maravilhosa.
This is in their song.
Moleque sinistro.
Like, they're using this right here, which is also akin to our ending music. Garage band stock music. Okay? This is not something I composed or wrote or anything. It is legitimate, off-the-shelf, free music that Apple provides in every Mac ever sold. Since 2003, or whenever iLife came out. Alright, and it does eventually turn into a real song. Okay? So, for their music video, or whatever, they have, that is their intro music. And so Twitch claimed our outro as that song and muted the audio.
Wow. That's got to be the most bullshit I've ever fucking heard.
Right?
How can you copyright something that's free?
They literally took free music.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make, well, they won't off our video because it's Twitch and not YouTube. But anyone who uses that stuff off YouTube, that stock music, it's going to get copyright stricken by the same stuff. Because, you know, they all use the same services.
That's ridiculous. That's the most bullshit thing.
I couldn't believe it. And so, like, Taylor, who watches our show on YouTube and comments almost every week, she was like, I missed part of your ending story. Because I just, like, instead of exporting the outro, was essentially just the outro, I just ended the YouTube video. So it looked like the video just cut off. Because I'm not going to export 3 minutes of silence. Like, why would I do that? Right? So I just cut it off.
Yeah.
Like, the show ended. And it didn't miss anything. Like, because we talk about, she's like, I missed the ending of your meat story. The ending of our meat story was, I don't want to talk about this meat story, and then I played the music. But, like, I couldn't believe that these Polynesians, it was from 2015, it says, it has 12 million views, March 5th, 2015 was when that video was released. And also, we've done 54 episodes with that same music, and not once has it ever been claimed. And Twitch doesn't have, like, a appeal reason, so I just said this is not the song that you claim it is, because it's technically not.
No.
It's just like, what is happening, dude? It blew me away.
Some fucking bullshit.
Yeah, dude,
you shouldn't be able to apply for a copyright on a song when you use free beats.
Right. Like, I agree that, like, whatever, the last minute, you know, first, after the first minute and a half, that's probably their music.
Right.
That's probably their. But that first minute and a half, that's that stock music
that
from
should be like
GarageBand?
No.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
Even though we're doing it.
Yeah, but we don't copyright our show.
We don't copyright it.
We're not saying, hey, Vivo, make sure you take money if anyone uses this music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because we can't even stream without dropping frames.
It doesn't make any sense.
I just couldn't believe that. My mind was blown.
Yeah.
Because they're taking something that literally teenagers get when they go to high school. Music at a teenager in high school's fingertips. And they're putting it, they're claiming money for it. It blows my mind. And like all of our music. Like every single one of these songs over here that we have. All right. Like Flute Calling. Like this is all stock band. This is all stock garage band music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got news for you guys, all right? Here's a shocker for you. I did not go into a studio and play the flute, okay? We did not compose this music. As much as Colby is a very talented musician, he did not play the drums for this beat. This is GarageBand stock music. It is free. Steve Jobs made it, for all I know.
It's called Macho.
I named it Macho.
Okay.
Because at one point, Colby was going to make multiple videos, intros and outros, and so I just made them all at once, because there's so much GarageBand stock music that I didn't want to deal with having to go back and find me, so I just made a bunch, and I'm like, I'll just make it. Like, some of this is really good, you know, like, this was pretty good, you know, like, I could hear this in a real movie. Like, so I'm not discounting that band use it, because it's cinematic, alright, like, part of the reason we used it is because it's so ridiculously over the top dramatic that it fits our show because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But like for them, it fits their tone of, oh, we're stealing shipping containers and lowering them down onto trucks and driving away. And
that's some bullshit, man.
It makes no sense to me, man. Like, let's see about what's another good one. Well, I think Timeless is really good. Or here's a Social Network style one. Look, it's just some moody instrumental stuff. And, like, the idea is that, like, I'm making a high school film and I need music for it.
Right.
That's what this is for. Like, if you go to Open iMovie and you go to sounds, these are in the list.
Mm-hmm.
These stupid sounds, which are really high quality, but again, they're free. They're free as free can be.
Yeah.
Like, there are less people with Microsoft Word on their Macs than have these sounds. Like, that is a fact. And they're stealing our money, man. Or someone's money. I don't know who they're stealing money from. I don't know.
Ours.
They're not really stealing money. They kind of...
They stole our audio.
They figure out a way to make money off something that they don't own.
Yeah.
They're actually breaking the law.
Right. That's fucking upsetting.
It blew my mind. And so now I'm worried that every time we play our outro music, it's going to get copywritten, and I don't know how, besides change our outro music, which is what I have to do, but like, I feel... Like, this is a fight we should fight for the little guy. Like, I don't want Desposito to make money off GarageBand stuff.
Right.
Because we could just change our sound. But there's some dude out there who's making YouTube videos right now that use that. There's some 12-year-old out there, okay, who's learning to do video, all right? And he uses that in there, and, like, his kid fell off his bike, and, like, they're playing that noise behind it, and it's really dramatic and stuff, and it's in slow motion, and he's so proud of it. You know, he's 12-year-old proud. You know how proud you get when you're young.
He's not making money, though, because he doesn't have 1,000 subscribers.
Well, that's a double-crushing defeat for him, then.
But if he put it on Twitch, and then the whole scene was just muted because they thought it was this bastard's fucking terrible-ass goddamn stupid music video intro...
Yeah.
Then his soul would get crushed 3 times.
Yes. And that's the problem that we have with it. So, yeah.
That's fucking shit.
Isn't it?
Let's light them on fire.
light them on fire?
That's what they deserve.
It's a little extreme.
No, that's what they deserve.
Well, they probably don't even know. They it's probably people. Vivo. I guarantee you it's Vivo.
No, oh, yeah. I didn't even know Vivo operated in wherever the fuck they are.
Dude, Vivo is everywhere. All right? They're like the big bad. All right. Okay. Now let's go back to our topics. You probably haven't seen this.
I haven't.
Nintendo just announced this yesterday afternoon. They've been saying for like a week, join us on January 17th at 2 p.m. Central to find out the next interactive experience from Nintendo.
Okay.
Okay, that's how they've been billing it. And so everyone's like, ooh, it's going to be VR or, you know, it's going to be like a bigger Switch or something like that, you know. Okay? This is Nintendo Labo or Labo. I don't really know.
Labia?
Nintendo Labia.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about all the drop frames, guys. The cables are cold. That's what I heard, okay? They can't do nothing about the internet because the cables are cold. And so sometimes uploads is bad. That's what they say to me. I apologize. I hate it too, but it's either that or we do no show. So you gotta pick. All right? Nintendo Labia, here we go. I just want your thoughts. Just let them stream out.
Just show me the goddamn thing.
Oh, they're showing you.
Stop. What is this?
They're showing you it.
What the fuck? What is this? Yeah, because Google Cardboard really worked out, so let's make a fucking... What the fuck? This isn't April Fool's yet.
Your face.
This is fucking terrible. So can anybody make anything, or do they just have a whole bunch of models that you literally have to build yourself?
Yeah. They have a bunch of models that you build.
So they were gonna make all this stuff out of plastic, but then one day they instead of plastic showing up, they got like 10 billion boxes.
Okay,
they're like shit.
So this thing right here comes out on April 20th, 420 blaze it by the way, and you got two kits. One is the fighting robot one that comes with the fighting robot game, okay, and then the other is like this motorcycle house fishing pole piano one. Okay, uh-huh. That's what all this is. Like, Basement Brain in chat says, I guess you could say it's something fun for kids. That's probably the entire demographic. I think that's what this is. If you say this is one of those things, okay, it reminds me of, like, female Ghostbusters. Like, if you say something negative, you're a piece of garbage and you don't get it. Because you're not, you're outside the system. You're not woke, all right? I can't tell you how many people on Twitch or on Twitter that I follow are like, dude, if you think this is silly, you just don't have kids. And I'm sitting there as a father of an 8-year-old, and I showed this video to my son. And he goes, what is that? And I go, I guess it's cardboard semi-augmented reality, semi-virtual reality, make a chicken for $80. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I don't get it either, son. I don't understand it either. And people are like, oh, you know, it's for, it's the new, like, Erector set, you know, it's the new thing, like, STEM kids are gonna love this, because they get to build something, and hardware kits, this is the new hardware kits, and it gets people engaged in building, because it's still video games, but it's also, like, getting your hands on stuff and building. I'm like, is it? Is it that?
I mean...
Yes, it's $70 for the build-a-set. It's $80 for the robot and the software. And like, I mean, you got to give props to Nintendo for just doing whatever they want. Like, they are so unafraid of risk.
Yeah.
It's actually stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just like, you know, PlayStation's like, "Hey man, what if we build this really awesome VR?"
It's got to be the cheapest like VR they've ever made though. All it is cardboard and fucking rubber bands, man.
I don't know, man. And as soon as they fall over, which kids do, they're crushed. Exactly. That's what that was my first thought. I was like, it's gotta get put in the toy box over here. Aaron's gonna be put in Aaron's toy box. It's gonna be crushed by 800 stormtrooper rifles, yeah. And that's gonna be the end of my $80.
And I'm telling you, plastic was initially the idea, and it came pre-built, and then you just used it. But then they were like, ah, fuck, we got a whole bunch of cardboard on accident. Let's roll with it.
I just don't know, dude. I can't imagine this will sell, right? Like, who, like, and they're like, and like, at the end of the video, they're like, where is it? They're like, where is it? Yeah, right here. It's like, share your design at labo.nintendo.com, you know? And it's like, because they, like, want people to design their little houses and their chickens and, you know, make your own cool stuff, you know? Like, that's the whole idea behind it. But like, I mean, I do think it's a terrible idea, but I guess what they are going for, like, that's, I don't know, like, terrible idea. I feel like they're wasting money.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like no one's gonna buy this. But then I feel like it's my Dunkirk. This is my Dunkirk of video games. It's like everyone that I'm following on Twitter,
mm-hmm,
is like, this is so great, and I'm like, no, no, I don't understand. And like my son like built a gingerbread house that looked like it came out of Jurassic Park for Christmas. All right, like he could build stuff. All right, and he's in you talk about STEM. He's number one in his class for science. He's number one in his class for math. He's like at a fifth grade reading level. He's in third grade. Like he's smart. All right. He also plays video games. And you want proof that he's smart? He didn't play Destiny at all yesterday because he goes, there's nothing to do. That's how I know he's smart, all right? Because you know who played Destiny yesterday? This idiot. Even though there's nothing to do. I played it. My son's smarter than me, and I'm 30 years old. And he doesn't understand what this is. And he would be the demo. A kid who loves games, who loves building stuff, and is very high IQ. I honestly, this is why I'm going to get in trouble. I honestly feel like this is for the Etsy crowd. Or for the people who, like, put patches on their pants or, you know, do cosplay and go to Walmart. You know, those people. And they're going to be like, my Switch has a house.
Those people exist?
Yes. I think those people exist.
The house one I didn't get at all. Like, there's a game where you can,
like, the robot one is kind of cool because it is, like, you're in a video. Like, that's, yeah, VR.
Right.
That's all that is VR.
The motorcycle one I get. Fishing one I kind of get if you like fishing. But the house one literally was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. You, like, hit a button on the side, and then he flooded the fucking virtual house.
Is that what happened?
That's what I saw on this.
Well, they also had that one where, like, the cardboard man was standing up, and then you pushed the button, and it vibrated the controller, and the cardboard man fell down. Is that a game?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's cool as, like, almost like a tech demo. Like, I could see this at, like, E3 being like, look at what the Joy-Cons can do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the cardboard box is the placeholder for your imagination, you know, like that type of idea. Like, here's our new fishing game, and you can hold the Joy-Con like this and shake it to reel in, you know, because that's all the cardboard's doing is it's just shaking the Joy-Con in a certain way,
right,
that it knows it's reeling in. So I can see that, like, Nintendo being like, look at how sensitive our new controller is. Like, mm-hmm, I can see that. I don't see anyone like, hey, Merry Christmas, Johnny, I got you a box that you have to build.
Yeah, but I mean, I get the building thing. They don't want kids just to sit on their ass and play video games all day. They want them to, you know, move in ways and things.
You're gonna sit on your ass and build this at the kitchen table, man.
Yeah, but it still requires some other brain activity.
You know what requires brain activity that's not game related? Going outside.
Yeah.
You either let your kid do whatever they want inside the house, or you send them outside. Those are your two options, in my opinion.
They can take it outside.
You're going to have them make cardboard in the Kansas wind. You're going to put your $80 paper investment.
Make it, they can take it outside.
Well, yeah, but they made it inside.
But they can then take it outside.
You're going to let them take your $80 cardboard rot erector set and your $300 Switch console outside.
It'd be better than sitting in a toy chest where it's going to get squished. It's probably just as likely to get squished.
You know what else is better? Not buying it. And then saving $80.
Yeah.
That's also better.
I agree. I'm not buying it.
Like, I don't want to take... I'm an adult. I don't want to take my Switch outside. Like, whenever I see someone at Starbucks with their Switch, I'm like, you're a madman. Like, someone's going to come up and just gut you and then take your Switch, first of all. That's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That's going to happen, dude. People have been gutted and had their Switches taken. It's a thing.
It's okay? Not a thing.
It's going to start being a thing because I'm going to start doing it. All right? And you're going to be my first victim.
I don't have a Switch.
Well, I'm going to make you hold mine, and then I'm going to stab you.
Well, then that would be, you know, warranted since I was stealing it, sounds like.
No, I'm giving it to you as a gift.
Oh.
And well, then I'm stabbing you.
You can't Indian give it, then.
Oh, I'm going to Indian stab you.
I'm Indian stab you,
that's what's
going
to happen, man.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe on the West Side, basically. Hey, what are you saying, dude? We live on the West Side. All right? I did just also threaten to stab you, so.
Yeah.
That did play a lot into his.
Nah, South Side would be the bad part.
Yeah.
You'd get stabbed on the South Side.
In the middle.
In the middle?
The middle's bad, too. The
middle's not too
like,
bad.
Like, slightly east of middle.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Slightly east of middle. Yeah. For like a mile slightly east of middle, bad territory.
Definition, don't come to fucking Wichita, Kansas.
It's like everything east of Washington to Oliver, you get stabbed.
Yeah.
Okay. And then everything south of Kellogg, you get stabbed. I think that's how it works.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. And then everywhere else is pretty much safe.
No, everywhere else you just get shit on because it's Wichita, Kansas. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't fix terrible, but yeah. At least you're not getting stabbed.
Yeah. I mean, which would you prefer, stabbing or shitting?
Depends on the day. I wish Fictional was here. He'd have that as a quote.
Yep.
Uh-huh. But, yeah. Hey, guys, how's the stream? Oh, Basement Brain, Sally Kellogg. He will stab us. Can't ever meet him. He'll stab us. I'm going to give him my Switch, and then I'm going to stab him. How's the stream, guys? Is it watchable? Because I feel like we haven't broadcasted a single frame in 30 minutes.
I think it's been fine, man.
You think it's been fine?
I haven't been fine, but the stream itself has been fine.
Yeah, see, they're saying rip frames, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we keep going?
I don't care.
Chat, do you want us to keep going? Yay for keep going, nay for we'll wrap it up because the frames are so bad. I'm going to go see The Post tonight after the show.
Oh, yeah.
We got our movie passes today.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris was so excited she wants to go see a movie tonight after the show. 10 o'clock showing at The Post.
Have fun, man.
It's more like a podcast. Yeah, well, that is what our show is. Except on our podcast, we could never just show a Nintendo Switch video. I used to narrate those.
Oh, yeah.
You miss me narrating those at all?
No.
I don't either. I don't miss doing it.
No.
It's a pain in the butt. Okay, we'll keep going. All right, we'll keep going. All right, we'll keep going. Okay, explain this one to me, man, as our world falls apart. Paddington 2 is the fourth film to score 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 100 reviews. Paddington 2, it's about a bear. You know Paddington the bear?
No.
It's like doing a show with an idiot. It's like, do you leave your house?
No.
Does Philip DeFranco ever talk about Paddington?
No.
That's why you don't know him, isn't it? PewDiePie should do a Paddington Bear episode.
No.
I don't know what you're saying no to.
No.
You're just saying no now?
No.
Okay. The year has just begun, but one film has already netted the coveted Best Reviewed Film of the Year classification, Paddington 2. The film currently has 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes with 196 positive reviews. This makes Paddington 2 the second family film in history and the fourth film overall to remain at 100% with over 100 reviews. Lady Bird, Paddington 2 is coming for you. The sequel to the utterly enchanting 2015 family film is sitting pretty with 196 positive or fresh reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is it just like people have given up?
I don't know, man. Toy Story 2 was the first title. It was 1999's. It's Toy Story 2, another sequel. Other films have 100% rating with over 100 reviews are 2008's Man on Wire and 2016 Things to Come, which I've never heard of.
And Man on Wire is basically like a documentary.
That's a documentary. That's not a movie, right?
That's crazy.
Paddington 2, man.
People are dumb.
Should we Google it? Let's go look and see if it's still... Let's go see. Paddington 2, 2018. Has 160 reviews now. It's still at 100%. 90% of users liked it. I mean, maybe I should go see frickin' Paddington, man.
Yeah. How can not one person just point out that give it a negative review because of that fucking poster?
I don't know!
That's a fucking sandwich, that's a two.
Like, this is what blew
just
us...
Just shut up.
This is what killed us for Lady Bird, too. We're like, are people just giving it a positive review because it's a film written by a woman, directed by a woman, about a family of women? And so we were like, is that why critics love it? Mm. Paddington 2 blows all of those out of the water because this is about an animated bear. Explain it, man.
Paddington 2 honors its star's rich legacy with a sweet, natural...
Sweet-natured
sequel whose adorable visuals are matched by a story perfectly balanced between heartwarming family fare and purely enjoyable all-ages adventure.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just like... So you're telling me that all these people thought it was probably just okay. Like, it wasn't even enjoyable enough to point out something bad about it. It was just that bland.
Hotbeard said there's nothing
that's what
that
I'm thinking.
Good. Think of the best movie you've ever seen and Paddington 2 beat it. That's a great point.
Yeah, fuck that.
That's a great point.
No. You take The Dark Knight. I'm sure there's some things.
Well, that's the point. Like, there's only four movies. Man on Wire, Toy Story 2, Paddington 2, and Things to Come.
There's always something that some asshole is going to have a different opinion on because, you know...
Except Paddington 2?
Yeah, except that. So everyone's just like, it's okay.
What's crazy to me is that it's 90% liked by audiences.
Maybe it's the fucking gold gem of films. We don't know.
I don't, that's what I'm saying. Should we
go
see
Paddington
2?
Maybe it's the best movie ever made. Maybe.
I have movie pass. I could go see Paddington 2.
The Dark Knight.
Should
Harry Potter.
Should
Lord of the Rings.
Dude, Sunday.
Star Wars.
Sunday.
Indiana Jones.
Let's go to the 11 o'clock show at a Paddington 2 and then to review it on
this
show.
I have to spend money on that? No.
I'm sure Chris doesn't want to go. You could use her movie pass.
No.
I'm sure she would be okay with
it. Gross. I would rather lick my own balls.
Well, yeah. That's a bad reference. I'd rather do that than a lot of things, friend. I don't know. It might be nominated for, like, Best Animated Film. I don't know. I don't think it's fully animated. Like, I think only Paddington is animated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he's an animated bear in a real people world. Very, very loud.
Lower me down.
Look at how loud this is, and look at how far the volume size is, like, all the way down.
There's a cup to raise.
What's he like?
He likes his marmalade. I have a feeling he'll go far.
Dear Aunt Lucy, life in London has been better than ever. I really feel at home.
If you had one wish tonight, what would it be?
I'd like to get my Aunt Lucy a birthday present.
Oh.
An old pop-up book of London. The only problem is it's rather expensive.
Where on earth did you find it?
At Mr. Gruber's antique shop.
Stop!
I'm sure it's funny.
Cheerio.
Hold it right there.
I just had a magic homeless man.
I just don't understand it, man.
I'd give it a negative review just for all those accents. Sorry, Morris. But Jesus Christ. No.
I mean, I'm sure it's a great family movie, but I think Hive, I think you put it perfectly. Is it better than all the other movies we've ever seen?
No, it doesn't.
Is that the problem with
really
is that the problem
that,
with
but it's just saying that it's 100%.
I think that's
what
the problem.
What is 100%?
That's the problem we're discovering. It's Rotten Tomatoes is broke. And, like, we can't take Rotten Tomatoes seriously. Because, like, you look at a movie, like, The Dark... Like, I look at... Let's say any movie. Okay, let's say I, Tonya. Okay, it's got a 93. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, 93, that's a 9.3 out of 10. That's not what it means. It means 93% of reviews gave it... Say, it's better than it is bad. It's not... It doesn't say it's above average. It doesn't say it's excellent. It doesn't say it's great. It's just not average.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it says. It doesn't, 100% doesn't mean it's better than an 89%.
Right.
It just means it's more universally good. That doesn't mean that it's great. So, like, what does that mean for Rotten Tomatoes? Does that make sense? I feel like it makes sense in my brain, but my mouth isn't saying words correctly. No.
If you give this fucking movie 100%, meaning what? If I see it, I'm 100% guaranteed to fucking like it. That is just, you broke yourself. Like, that's
brain,
not a thing that should ever exist.
I'm not saying that you will 100% love it. It's saying that when you love it, you go to the movies, just that 160 people loved it. People that watch films professionally, though. I don't know, I think it's, like, it says 90%. Like, what gets me is the audience score. 90%. Like, let's look at the, like, let's look at Toy Story 2. Okay. Toy Story 2 has 100%, 86%. More people in the audience liked Paddington 2 than Toy Story 2?
Is it all British people that are watching this shit?
Is it all? Should we rename? Should we blame Morris?
I'm blaming Morris's people.
Our country should be renamed Paddington. You can't do that because we're going to be called the United States of Trump. All right. Star Wars: The Last Jedi. All right. 49% of people like The Last Jedi.
That is pretty damn split.
That's bad, dude. All right. Let's see how many user ratings. Okay. Toy Story 2 has an 86% with almost 100 with almost a million user ratings. Oh, but here's its average rating. Oh, see, average rating's 8.6 out of 10.
How does that make sense?
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, just because it's 100%, 100% just means it's better than a 6. So, like, Paddington 2, also an 8.6, and it only has 4,500 reviews. But its average rating is 4.4, where Toy Story's was a 3.5. So anything above average is a positive review. So you could have every review could be a 3.5 and it could be 100%. But every Dark Knight could be 5 but 1 and it'd be a 98% or whatever.
That makes sense. I was like, what is 100%? I don't get that. And it means that every critic that's reviewed this movie has given it above 5.
Right.
Out of 10,
right.
So 100% reviews are positive reviews.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's better than a movie that gets 98%.
Right.
Because you could have an 8 out of 10, mm-hmm. 98%, and then one douche gave it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
And that ruins its perfect tomato score, but overall, its actual score is way better, even though its tomato score is less.
Yeah.
That's some shady math, bro! That isn't how America was built!
Oh my gosh.
Is the critic supposed to be more critical of this movie than the public? Seems like the opposite here. Check Dark Knight. Don't know, man. I don't know how movie critics work. The Dark Knight has a 94%. 6% less than Paddington 2. Its average rating is the same, 8.6 out of 10. They're saying Paddington is the same as The Dark Knight. But 94% liked it. That's higher than Paddington.
Yeah, it's less than average rating, though. 4.4 instead of 4.5.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore, man.
Yeah, kill me.
But Dark Knight has 1.8
million. Morris, I'm pinning
million.
That shit on you, bro. It's all your people. You people liked Paddington 2.
They made it.
And Dunkirk.
They made two of them.
Both of them.
No, I mean, they made two Paddingtons. Remember that.
No, fuck both of them.
Paddington.
They're terrible.
Let's see what the first Paddington is. Paddington 1 has a 98%. 98%.
Dude, this is terrible.
Only 80% liked it, though.
Kill me.
Pass the bleach?
Yep.
Dude, I What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
I'm a dude disguised as a dude playing another dude. 7.9 out of 10, too much water. I don't know, what's better, this poster where he's going down the stairs in a bathtub or where he has a sandwich shaped as a number two? Because they're both equally awful. If I had to pick one, yeah, I'd pick neither.
If I was commissioned to do that fucking poster, so what we want is Paddington, he really likes his marmalade, so could you have him holding the fucking sandwich? That's what they said in the damn trailer.
I know, man.
Apparently, he likes marmalade. Oh my gosh. Do bears like marmalade in fucking Britain?
If you woke up in the middle of the night
and I was staring at you,
and that's what you saw, that's worse than...
That's death. That's a fucking heart attack right there. Stab me. I would rather wake up to fucking Pennywise than that shit. From the producer of Harry Potter?
Yeah, Dave, Heyday Films. That's David Heyman.
The original one? Because that makes sense. Because that was childish
as fuck. All seven. God. And the Dangerous Beast. But, you know, we don't have bears. No, you do. You have Paddington.
Mm-hmm.
He's your bear, man. He's your bear. It's all British. I remember Paddington as a cartoon. And it was, everyone was British in it.
That's dumb.
I guarantee we're going to blame Morris's people for this. I'm going to look him up on Wikipedia, and I guarantee you he's going to be from England.
England.
I don't know how to get to it. Wikipedia.
Oi there. Just going to click. Hello. I'm from England. It's a terrible British accent.
Based on Paddington Bear. Look at him. Right there. At Paddington Station. There's a bronze statue of him at Paddington Station. Where's Paddington Station at? Oh, it's at London. Central London Railway Tournaments in London Underground Station Complex, right on Pratt Street in the Paddington area. How do you pronounce this word, man? That is the most British word
Pride.
I've ever seen.
Pride Street.
Can you say that word without an accent?
It's Pride Street.
Pride. I'm going down to Pride Street, yes I am.
Definitely not.
I'll see you down at Pride Street.
Yeah?
Little son, I will kick your ass all the way to Pride Street.
Bring some fish and
chips.
Hello,
I'm Paul McCartney to Pride Street.
Look at this, man. Paddington Bear is based on a lone teddy bear that noticed a shelf in London store near Paddington Station on Christmas Eve 1956, which he bought as a present for his wife. The bear inspired Bond to write a story, and in 10 days he had written his first book. The book was given to his agent, Henry Ona. A Bear Called Paddington was first published on October 13th, 1958 by William Collins and Son. First Paddington Bear stuffed toy to be manufactured was in 1972 by Gabrielle Designs, small business run by Shirley and Eddie Clarkson, with a prototype made as a Christmas present for children. Blah, 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 blah.
That's the stupidest thing, man.
He's from Peru. Darkest Peru. But if you're paying attention, that's
one
the worst
One critic
Peru.
Should have sent the fuck out of a bear falling down from a rope bridge to grab another drowning bear. Like, get out of here.
I just can't believe it, dude.
If you're going to give children movies that kind of cop out, you got to give, like, Suicide Squad props for not...
Hey, thanks for the follow, Hi Bear. I mean, just look at that. That's all I need to know about Paddington. That right there. Like, that's some horrifying stuff. Like, where is the...
That's some sketchy-ass shit, bro. Broody, bro.
We're spoiling it. Spoiler alert, there's a bear. Okay, let's see. Tools.
Spoiler alert, he likes sandwiches.
Let's find, like, the biggest one possible. Like, do you think there's a 20-megapixel Paddington? There's got to be somewhere on here, right?
I'm not seeing it, man.
It's messed up, dude. Probably didn't render it that high quality.
Oh, there was one. Go down.
Was there really?
Keep going. Right there. All the way to the left.
Right here?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the same. I want that specific poster, though.
No, the one where he's just like...
Yeah, I really want to zoom in, and I really want it to be HQ. I don't think it exists. Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Right here, dude. View image right here. Chat, prepare yourselves. All right, I hope you have pooped lately, because you're about to die. All right, speaking of, while this is loading, because it's huge.
Die. Oh, shit. Oh, that's so weird.
Hello, I am Paddington.
That face was terrifying. Zoom in and do that again.
I can't. I'll pass out.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Speaking of haunting your nightmares and dreams, have you ever had a dream that you had that's so good you wake up depressed by it?
Yes.
That happened to me last night. You know what I dreamt?
What?
Because Bitcoin has been crashing. I'm sure you know, because you've invested heavily.
Oh, heavily.
I dreamed last night that Bitcoin went to a dollar, and where I could afford some, and I bought like 100. And then the next morning, I would wake up, and it went up to $20,000 again, and I was like, I could pay off all my debt. I'm going to be such a happy man, dude. All my monthly payments gone. Oh, and then I woke up, and I'm just poor as always.
Yeah.
Depressed, dude. Because in my dream, I dreamed, and then I went to sleep and woke up. Like, it didn't take place over one day. That was the problem.
That's crazy.
How many hours did it take to render one frame of Paddington? Too many.
Yeah. Yep, Bitcoin's down to 11,000.
Dude, I'm gonna take that Paddington poster. I'm gonna make it our desktop background.
Don't.
I'm doing it. Let's see. Why? Save image. Just put that in our pictures folder. All right, save.
Why are you doing that?
And I'm gonna go minimize that and go to personalize. Go to our settings real quick, chat. Just real quick.
Oh, just real quick?
Just real quick.
It's really slow, actually.
Browse for this. There's our picture. Okay, choose a fit. Stretch, maybe? No. Tile? No. I think fit. No.
Center.
Fill? I think fill is probably the best.
Center.
Think center? I think center will... That's it. You're right, Colby. I'm sorry. I should never have doubted you and your design background. You were absolutely right, friend. All right, here we go. God, I got so many windows. All right. There's our new desktop background. What do you think, chat? Pretty good, huh?
You're going to log in next that Sunday and forget you did this.
That is the best background of all time. Right there, dude. 10 out of 10.
Great.
10 out of 10 right there, dude. That's so good.
Great.
Yep. That's going to be our new background forever, so I hope you enjoy it. All right. Saudi Arabia begins screening films after decades-long ban has been lifted. In Jeddah, Saudi Arabia began screening feature-length animated children's films this weekend after a makeshift theater after a 35-year-old ban on cinemas was lifted in the conservative Islamic Kingdom. The first permanent theaters could open as early as March, part of the liberalizing reform drive that has already opened the door to concerts, comedy souls, and women's drives over the past years. For now, the authorities are sponsoring temporary settings like the state-run Cultural Hall in the Red Sea City of Jeddah, equipped with a projector, a red carpet, and a popcorn machine. Until now, there is no infrastructure for movie theaters, so we are trying to take advantage of the alternative venues to approximate the cinematic form, said Madhu Salim, who Cinema 70 brand organized a week-long screenings. We tried to use films as a starting point of the first cinematic screening after the decision on December 11th to permit movie theaters. Cinemas were banned and blah, 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 blah. Here we go. You ready for this? After watching The Emoji Movie with his wife and daughter on Sunday evening, 28-year-old Sultan Al OTB said Saudis are happy to see movies in the theater instead of staying at home. It's more comfortable, more fun to have a change of scenery and an activity on the weekend. It's a step that was very late in coming back, but thank God it's happening now. Thousands of Saudis traveled to Bahrain for the United Arab Emirates and other countries for entertainment. The government wants to retain the money for those trips. First movie, to summarize, after a 35-year-old ban, was The Emoji Movie.
They're learning, man. At least they started off with the ground level shitness. They can only go up from there. That's the best way to start it out. All right, we realize you guys wanted fucking cinemas. We're bringing them back, but you're going to have to suffer through The Emoji Movie first off.
I don't know,
we'll
man.
We'll build up to better movies. Just get this out of the way so your expectations remain low.
I feel
we're
like...
We're not going to have a mosh. We're not going to have riots. No one's coming to this fucking thing.
I feel like that was my thought, was like, oh, all of these people want movies? All right, let's give them movies. The Emoji Movie. Let's show them that.
Yeah.
Let's see if they like movies then.
Right. They're going to be like, what the fuck
it's like,
was
ban
that
them.
Nonsense?
Ban them. Make them illegal again.
Yep. Take them away. I did not know that's what movies have become. You stop it.
Is this your Arabian
Ooh,
accent?
Stop it. It's kind of French.
It's not Arabian. I know that. Well, they started with a Christopher Nolan. I know. Why not show a good movie? Why not show Paddington 2?
A good movie. People would never come back. Dunkirk. Be like, what? This is movies now?
They showed The Emoji Movie.
Yeah, man.
That's the movie where Jean-Luc Picard is a piece of poop.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's where Professor Xavier plays poop.
Went to die.
Yeah, that's where he went to die, yeah. His soul.
He stopped doing X-Men and started to become shit.
Literally.
Shit.
Yeah. On the bright side, they may have thought, oh, I guess we weren't missing much. That might be. That's a more optimistic way to look at it. It's like, oh, well, if this is the content we've been missing the last 35 years.
Right.
You know, forget 30.
That's what I'm saying.
How long ago was 35 years ago?
That was,
You do that math real quick while I type.
It was 1983.
1983?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. Movies, this is IMDb's top movies of all time. Shawshank Redemption. Okay, Godfather they could have seen, all right. Dark Knight, Godfather they could have seen. Pulp Fiction, Schindler's List, Return of the King, Inception, Fellowship of the Ring, Forrest Gump, Empire Strikes Back.
They
could have seen that one. That would have been
Star Wars.
They could have seen that. But they said family movies. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I guess Lord of the Rings isn't a family movie. I guess Coco, number 15. Coco.
They've seen movies.
Yes.
They just haven't seen them in the theater.
Right. They could watch them at their homes.
12 Angry Men is on there.
Have you ever seen 12 Angry Men? I've never seen it.
I had to watch it in high school, but ever since then, nope.
12 Angry Men. That's what we also call the fathers after leaving the Emoji Movie.
Yeah.
12 Angry Men.
What the fuck was that sheet?
I love that fish. That was that voice. That's what you're doing now.
He's Arabian.
Have you heard of Nemo? I love that fish. Entourage. All right. Well, there you go, man. I think a lot would be banned. I mean, I'd ban all movies after the Emoji Movie, too. I can't believe it, dude. There's just, like, so many. Like, why not show Finding Nemo? Why the Emoji? Is it because it's new? Is it, like, new but 6 months behind? Is that how it worked?
It just got overseas there, yeah. A clip, or a reel of it finally shipped.
I mean, this is part of the reason that they unbanned them, I'm sure, but you know how backwards it is? That a movie called The Emoji Movie, which is about computer-animated phone characters, mm-hmm. was the first movie that they showed, which mm-hmm. means that they understood what an emoji was. Mm-hmm. So they're living in this world where cell phones and emojis are real and existent and a part of their everyday life, but they can't go to the cinema.
Half the apps that are featured in that movie are probably banned.
It really makes me, like, count my blessings. Like, I mean, if net neutrality is, like, our biggest problem, or cold internet wires are our biggest problem, you know?
Yes.
Like, they can't even go see a movie, dude.
Yeah.
Sucks, man.
I mean, I don't either anymore, really. I just like stream them.
I'm going tonight at 10 o'clock.
Have fun sitting through those movies, buddy.
Paddington 2, dude. Watch it online. Do it.
Not doing it.
Come on, man.
I'd rather slip my balls off.
Oh, man. They went from licking them to slitting them, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Off they go.
China builds the world's largest air purifier, and it seems to be working. It's a 100-meter-high air purification tower in Ziyang in Zaxi province. It's helped reduce smog levels in the city. I mean, I don't really need to read this article. I think this picture speaks volumes. It's literally a massive air filter.
Cool.
They just built one.
Awesome.
Out in the open.
Perfect.
I just love that. I mean, I feel like, what else could they build that are this big? But now they can build, like, what if they build big humidifiers for, like, the desert? Like, I mean, it's just a household appliance. We're going to build the world's largest washing machine now and put everyone's clothes in it.
Seems to be working.
Like,
seems. They don't know.
You don't find this as funny as I do.
No.
To me,
like what?
To me, having a 300 foot tall air purifier stick in the middle of my city uh-huh. makes me laugh.
Why?
Because it should be big. It's like, what is this, a humidifier or an air purifier for ants? Only it's the opposite. What is this, an air purifier for giants?
They need, like, way more of them. I feel like, for it to do any sort of
good. I would love to be the Chinese guy in the meeting room. All right, our smog levels are at historic highs. People have to wear masks everywhere they go. Athletes are having trouble performing. What do we do?
Sir.
Yeah, you in the back.
What if we build a giant air purifier outside?
You mean like the ones we have in our houses?
Yes, but big and outside. inside, and it just purifies Earth. Like, to me, this is the same thing as blasting air into space. It's sucking Earth air in and cleaning it and spitting it back out. This is just as ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hive said it the best, is that they have to pay a fortune for filters.
I gotta change the air filter on the world's largest air purifier. Oh, God. We're getting married. No, yeah, right next to the purifier would be amazing. Dude, you could totally paint the top of that pink, and it would be just as phallic as you need it, all right? Oh, my God, dude. I don't know. That, I'm a little disappointed you don't find this as funny as me.
This is dumb.
But I think it's hilarious.
I think you need, like, 20 of them for it to do any sort of good.
So you think it's a good idea, and I don't necessarily think it's a bad idea. I just think it's a hilarious idea. This makes me laugh.
Dude, it might work. It seems to work.
It seems to work. I just don't... It's like, you guys, is it scented? Yeah, it smells like sadness.
Oh, God. That was a pretty good one.
This makes me laugh, though. I like it. All right? And, head of research, Chao Junji, said improvements in air quality have been observed in an area of 12 square kilometers, 3.86 miles, in the city over the past few months. The lower tower has managed to produce more than 10 million cubic meters of clean air a day since its launch. Chao added, on severely polluted days, the tower was able to reduce smog to moderate levels.
Fuck living in China, man.
Dude. Yeah.
Sucks that.
That sucks. This is a really long article, by the way. Did not realize. Also, this is the South China Morning Post. Am I on a watch list now?
Yes.
I think I'm on a watch list now. Mm-hmm. You want to, let's check out what else the South China Morning Post has. I'm just kind of curious now. Didn't realize what website I was on. Why is it about the CIA? Why is the first thing on a South Morning China Most Post of the thing of the CIA, man?
Dude, maybe we should start checking this out more.
Is this where all the real news is, man?
Yeah, man. All the news that Chinese intelligence gets. Like, what's next for Sino-U.S. ties as Donald Trump begins year two?
Like, South China takes the game to India with its grip on South Asia. This year's Davos meeting could be the pivotal, or could be the pivot for global trade. K-pop star G-Dragon to open cafe and bowling alley on Jeju Island.
That's the latest. Cool.
Then there's an NBA news on here, too. James Curry will captain teams in all in new look All-Star game. What? I read this idea on Reddit the other day that they should do an All-Star game where the reps and the coaches play a game. Mm-hmm. And that it's reffed by the players. I'm like, that's brilliant.
That's dumb.
How great would that be?
That'd be the most boring piece of shit game ever.
You wouldn't watch that for the novelty of it?
Just as long as they get to hit each other, then yeah.
It's not wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Put them in pads.
Just give them guns.
Put them in pads. Yes. Gladiator match to fight to the death.
Yes.
That'd be more entertaining than that.
Are you drunk?
No. Just possessed by the devil.
Oh my God, dude, you crack me
up. Give me the fighting pits, man.
So last week we talked about Hawaii launching that missile.
Uh-huh.
This is an actual photo of the interface that they used. This is what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just blue hyperlinks. On a white page.
I don't see the one that is like, this is not a drill.
Right here. Paycom CDW state only is the one he clicked.
Uh-huh.
When he should have clicked drill Paycom CDW state only.
Oh. What's Paycom?
No idea. Pacific Communications?
Huh.
Yes. Yeah. What?
DoTube.
A president should be chosen by American Gladiator style challenges. Well, Donald Trump would win. He's the only person who's actually been in something as fake as American Gladiator because he's been on WWE.
Yeah, he'll wrestle Hillary to the fucking ground.
Dude, I would watch Trump wrestle Hillary. Hillary would win, right?
Yeah.
I feel like
She'd just kick him in the
she'd
nuts
just
and
bite his
done.
Neck or yeah, something.
She'd
yeah,
play
just,
dirty.
She's ruthless.
She'd play real dirty.
Yeah.
Hair pulling.
I mean, I feel like Donald Trump would also play dirty, but Hillary would, like, know dirty things that Donald Trump couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. Donald's like, I'm going to kick her in the pussy, but then she's like, I'm going to rip your nose off your face.
Here's a surprise for you. I don't have one.
It's just a cinder block down there. And then she just sits on his head.
It's just a cinder block. Oh, she's a stone cold killer. That's what she is. Oh, Jesus.
This might be the dumbest show we've ever done.
Yeah, it might be.
We spent 20 minutes talking about Paddington 2. Yeah.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
I'm not sorry. You signed up for this.
Yeah.
This is what you get. The best part is that all the ridiculous happened after our frame stopped dropping.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, did you see that I asked if we should stop doing the show because of the frames and the mm-hmm. frame stopped dropping, and then we talked about Paddington 2?
Yeah, we just gave up.
Yeah.
We were just like, fuck it.
Yeah, this is what you guys wanted.
This is what happens.
What happens right here.
This is what happens.
Californians can now rid their old weed convictions. January 1st was a big day for California in addition... What? Why? Why? Hey, man. Dew says you're looking swole. Would you not? I'm going to kill you. I'm going to end your life. Ah!
I hate you. I'm going to delete you from my life.
Thanks, Dew. Been working on it, man.
Yeah?
Gym every day. Never skip. Never not. My shoulder is so fucked up now, though. It's... I can't raise the right arm, even though I was just beating him. No! They have to hear me through their very tiny ears.
Why are you stepping on it?
I don't know. It's my feet go wherever they want to go.
You don't notice when you step on your mic and your
no.
mic does this?
You're no, I don't off. Care. My mic don't technique care. Does not matter. I will be heard.
No, you won't.
I will.
Your mic's not in your voice.
Shut up. They heard me.
I don't know if they... Well, I mean, they did, but not well.
Shut up.
Okay. You do the show then. Here you go.
January 1st was a big day for California. In addition to legalizing recreational marijuana, the state fully adopted one of the most sweeping criminal justice reforms in the last few years.
Recent.
I wasn't reading. I looked at them when I said it, so I guessed.
Okay. Keep going. Six. That's the wrong one. There you go. Nope, other button. It's four. Four. It's five or six. It's four, five, or six. Right, okay. There's me.
I found it. It's two. No, it's zero.
It's zero for
it's
both
zero.
Of us. Zero for both of us.
Got it.
I thought you were trying to just get me.
Nope.
You sure you're not drunk?
Yep.
Okay. All right, man. Clean record. All right. The new law, Prop 64. Not only okayed possession for people 21 and older, but allows anyone to apply to have their past marijuana-related offenses reduced or expunged completely. And roughly 1 million Californians are eligible, according to a new Drug Policy Alliance. Clean Record will allow people to vote, apply for many loans and licenses, perhaps most importantly answer no when potential employees ask whether they have felony in their past. The charge particularly affects African Americans in California, who are five times more likely, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What do you think, man? I mean, doesn't this make sense? Like, if the thing you got arrested for is now legal, should you...
Kind of should have been a thing.
Right.
All forever.
That's kind of cool, though, isn't it?
That's kind of cool, though, man. Colorado doesn't have this, right?
No. California's first one to, like, make this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's a big thing in Colorado is, like...
Kind of a big thing.
Lots of people get arrested there for weed, and now mm-hmm. it's illegal. And they're like, hey, I'm in jail here.
Can you let me out now?
Yeah.
Guy? Come on, guy. Just let me out. Give me some bud. It's illegal.
I knew that was going to end up going somewhere good.
Yeah, somewhere.
I knew that was going to end up
going somewhere good. That's a good soundbite for you.
Yeah, what do you... Did we finish talking about this? I feel like we just moved on.
Did we?
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. That's what launched missile warning systems.
That's fucking terrible. Why are some of them in caps and then some aren't?
Why are some of them bold and some of them aren't?
Why are they just hyperlinks? There's not just big old buttons. It's like, is there a confirmation once
there
you click on
there should be a confirmation page, right?
I would think.
I would imagine there's not. Otherwise, there wouldn't be an accidental missile sent.
Just,
one test message.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, what does that do? High surf warning, North. I just love how it's like, okay, there's BMD, which I is like big mad dog. I don't really know what BMD stands for. I don't know. False alarm, though.
There's been a mad dog on the loose. Wait, false alarm. Send the message.
Okay. There's also an Amber Alert for Kauai County, and then there's an Amber Alert for the entire state, which blows my mind because it's Hawaii.
Also, landslide, Hannah Road closure. They only have one alert for one landslide on one road.
But you can, but, and it's one below the drill for missile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not good, man. I mean, don't you like, can't you just be like, you can't fire me, look at this? Like, does the guy who accidentally clicked the wrong button deserve to get fired? Or does the person who programmed this webpage deserve to get fired?
Both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Highbeard says that cursor looks like a Windows XP mouse. It does.
It probably is.
What is it? What's the one?
Apparently, Hawaii is not like on the...
It's a little fat.
Where's the volcano alarms?
That's a great question. Where are the volcano alarms?
Dude, it's the
I also like how it, like the Paycom CDW state only. Like, does that mean that there's a Paycom CDW that's for the world? Like, why is state only there?
I really wonder if there's not like another like column right next to this one.
I don't know, man. Anything?
I doubt it.
It's stupid, dude.
How did they even get a picture of that anyway?
Well, it's from the Hawaii Civil, Honolulu Civil Bee. It's from a newspaper. Dude, I can't believe it, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Really sad.
That's our government for you.
Yep, speaking of our government, here you go, man.
Oh, yay.
Trump and Stormy Daniels had sex 4 months after Melania gave birth. What do you think, man? There's proof. It's proof for you.
Oh, is there proof?
That's proof. Stormy Daniels say so, and so does Maria Perez, all right?
Who says this? Read article.
Okay. Stormy Daniels admitted that she and President Donald Trump had an affair just 4 months after Melania Trump gave birth. Allegations of affair between Trump and Daniels recently surfaced in the Wall Street Journal, which is a Republican paper, by the way. All right.
It's not.
It is.
It's absolutely.
It is. It's not a liberal rag.
It's pretty liberal.
Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Article that reported the adult film star was given a $130,000 payout to stay silent. Exclusive interview with...
Better be giving that back then.
All right. You may be right. An exclusive interview with In Touch magazine. On Wednesday, Daniel said the fling occurred less than 4 months after Melania gave birth to their son, Baron. I actually don't even know why I did it, but I do remember while we were having sex, I was like, please don't try to pay me. Daniel told the magazine, why wouldn't you want to get paid? Because you're a prostitute or whatever?
Oh, yeah, this is totally fake.
You think this is fake, man?
1,000%.
Why would Stormy Daniels need to make this up? Dude. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, the big red dog.
Who the fuck is she?
Stormy Daniels, that she's a really popular porn star.
Never, ever have I heard of her.
I'm going to Google her.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm not going to show it on stream. It's just for us. It's just for us. You guys can Google her at home, all right?
Immortal love.
I mean, out of the women I see Donald Trump with, this makes sense. She looks like a Donald Trump woman. Like, blonde and fake, dude. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this makes sense.
I mean, it also looks like a bimbo that could be paid to do anything, really. She's in porn, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, would you have sex with Donald Trump for $130,000?
Yes.
I would, too. That's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But no, I could tell it was fake right there. She was like, please don't pay. I don't want his money.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and that I'm doing this right now. No, you fucking weren't, or else you wouldn't be fucking doing it.
Right. Well, that's the argument. It's like, if you didn't want to do it, you wouldn't have to do it. But then the argument is, but she got paid. But then if she didn't want to get paid, then why'd she do it? Like, if you don't want to do it and you also don't want to get paid, then why are you doing it?
No, she got paid for her fucking silence.
Right.
That's what it is. But she didn't want
to
get paid.
Does she have to give that money back now?
Get the fuck out. That's not that much money.
130 grand? Enough.
Basement, we live in Wichita. That will last us forever.
We could literally do nothing for 12 years.
Yeah. $130,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, about. Ah, my eye.
We hung out for a little while. He just kept saying, I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you. I'd love to see you again. You're amazing. We have to get you on The Apprentice, she said. Daniel said the two met up on several occasions, once at his private bungalow in the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles. Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who reportedly arranged the payout to Daniels, has denied Trump had a sexual encounter with the adult filser. This is now the second time that you are raising outlandish allegations against my client. You have attempted to perpetrate this false narrative for over a year, a narrative that has been consistently denied by all parties since 2011. Well, it hasn't been consistently denied by all parties, because she's party, right?
When did she sign this non-disclosure?
It said 2005, it said.
You think it expired in 2011?
I can't imagine it would expire.
That would be a six-year contract.
Yeah, 100K, you can even buy a house for that much. A decent house. Yeah, you could here. You could get a four-bedroom house here for 100K.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
Especially live on south of Kellogg in the slums where all the morons live. Right, Colby?
Yeah. On Tuesday, another adult film star came forward in an interview on Megyn Kelly Today to say that she was invited to party with Trump and Daniels in a hotel room in 2006.
I mean, why? I don't know why this is fake. Like, why would we think this is fake? Like, it's Donald Trump. If we were mega billionaires and you could, wouldn't you? I mean, why not? I mean, what's the downside for Donald Trump? That's what I don't get. Like, why wouldn't this be true? I'm surprised Donald Trump hasn't come out and been like, this is true and she was a terrible leg. Like, I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
One of the worst ever.
Yeah. Because what's going to happen? Like, are we going to impeach him? No. Isn't that what you said on Sunday's episode? You could walk out in the street and shoot somebody and it wouldn't matter? Yeah, I mean, it's...
Great point.
Who cares?
I mean, honestly, at this point, he should just embrace it.
Like, who cares? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
he's just on the
problem isn't that it's real or fake. The problem is that in 20 minutes he'll say or tweet something worse. That may be. I think that's kind of my point, is like, who cares then?
Right.
Like, I mean, if he's getting into a pissing match with a dude who has nuclear weapons, does it really matter if he banged a porn star 12 years ago? No. It doesn't at all.
No, I think...
I try to look at it from my parents' perspective, right? Yeah. You know, upstanding Christian citizens who voted for Trump, all right? They wouldn't care because he's changed. You know, isn't that what everyone, like all the evangelicals are saying? It's like, Trump has changed. Like, he's better now. He's a better man than he was back then.
I mean, 2005?
Yeah. That's a long time ago,
dude.
That's
a little bit more recent than I think, not the pussy tape, but, like, all the other allegations of his sexual misconduct.
Trump probably used the word bang. I didn't bang her. She wishes she was so lucky. That's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he would say. He wouldn't come out and admit it. He'd be like, this skank tried to sleep with me in 2005 and I turned her down. Too many men had been there. Stanky. You know, something like that. That's what I would imagine.
Yeah, no.
In the 90s,
Trump to go for it. I think he's just pissed off at the media, so he's just going to be like, no, everything you say is not true. Fuck.
Agreed.
But he should just start embracing things.
I mean, that would be more fun.
Yeah, because what's going to happen?
I mean, Donald Trump, obviously, is a very skilled personality, like a reality show personality. He's like up there with like Ryan Lochte or Simon Cowell or any Kim Kardashian. Like, his job is to be weird.
Yeah.
In a good way, in a bad way, in a controversial way.
People to talk.
Right. It doesn't matter what he's doing. His job is to do something to get people to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he should just, I would personally him rather do that in the White House than talk to people who have nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather him be like, yeah, I banked 800 porn stars in 2005. You want to fight about it? Instead of Kim Jong-un is fat and he won't push that button. You won't. Mm-hmm. You won't, fatty. You won't. You won't.
Did you hear about North and South Korea, though?
Yeah, they're going to carry one flag for women's hockey?
Yeah, they're
like
teaming up for the Olympics or trying to.
I don't get
to.
That. Like, I don't get it, not because it's North and South Korea. I don't get it because it would be like, can the United States and Canada do that? Like, how could two countries become one for the Olympics? That seems like cheating. Like, why can't we take the best American hockey players, the best Canadian hockey players, and merge into Americana, and we now go play hockey as the super team? Why can't we do that?
Fucking, we beast ass.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a media genius. His past interviews, he's talked about his persona. It was crazy. He's a media genius. He's using it good and bad to his advantage. I agree, dude. Americanada. Yeah, exactly.
Americanada. Americanada.
Is this all that came
God,
out of this piece of negotiation?
We should change it to that.
We would bang ass in August. That's what you said.
Bang ass.
You said. I didn't really think about it either. That's definitely what you
quote
said.
It, fictional. Quote it. We would bang ass at hockey.
Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what?
I mean, I guess it's a blessing because we were dropping friends the first hour, but we're like 10 minutes away from the end of this show, and we have the most viewers now that we've
I know,
ever.
I
like,
know.
What? Where were you guys an hour
Should
and 49 minutes ago?
Should we push the show later?
No, don't give in to his agenda. He doesn't want to rush from the gym, chat. Don't,
I really don't.
Don't let him try to hoodwink you.
I really don't. It's a struggle. Every day.
Like, he wants me to do this show at like 8. That's what he wants.
More people?
Basement Brain says keep going. He wants us to do a 3-hour long show. I got a movie at 10, but I can
three
go to like...
long?
Yeah, you want to do a 3-hour long? I'm out of
topics.
Maybe
we can go for a little bit, but...
Yeah, let's just... You want to just talk more about this right here?
No. Let's just, get this the fuck off the screen.
What do you mean?
Good. It didn't load. It's good. Sad. Stop clicking it. Stop clicking it. You clicked the right button this time. Don't do it. Fuck!
What do you mean, man?
You gonna show the people? Fuck, does that mean fictional?
Yeah. That's rude. He's banned. Let's ban him.
He's banned again.
He's banned, dude.
Quadruple banned.
We're going to leave this up now. This is what's going to get people to click our show.
Is it going to be like,
on
why
Twitch?
The fuck is this bear here?
Yeah, we're just going to have this. We're going to do our show like this for a bit. That way our thumbnail on Twitch.
This is all you missed.
Yeah. It's true.
Pretty much true.
It's true, yeah.
Pretty much true.
Hey, man, I ranted about YouTube and Twitch for a bit,
uh-huh.
All right? We talked about the Nintendo labia, all right? We did that. We did that.
Yep.
We talked about the world's biggest air purifier in China, which still makes me laugh.
World's gigantic dick purifier.
We did. We talked about another thing, Paddington a lot, you know?
Pretty much that.
We covered a lot of things tonight, mostly Paddington. Mm-hmm. I will concede that it was mostly Paddington. We talked about how some Filipino band jacked our stock music and charged us for it.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
We did talk about that as well. All right, you think it's long enough that this is our thumbnail on Twitch?
No.
I guess we could go check. Can we go check?
No.
Like, is everyone's thumbnail different? Like, if I go to channels. Oh, I don't want channels. How do I do this? Browse.
I don't know.
Talk shows. Where's talk shows at? How far down the page are we? How far down the page are we?
We're way far.
I feel like a talk show should
we're
be
super
way
far.
Higher up than this.
We're super all the way at the bottom, man. Bottom. Go to the bottom.
Here it is. Talk shows right here. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Okay, our job is done. Our job is done then. All right. No, we're in talk shows. We're not in IRL. If we were in IRL, we'd have to wear bras. You know. Paddington, but no Peter Rabbit. I see how it is. Peter Rabbit's another movie coming out soon. Yeah.
What?
Do you know what Peter Rabbit is, though?
No.
Okay.
Like, cool. Other than the nursery rhyme?
No, it is that. No, it's Peter Rabbit from the nursery rhyme.
Why?
Oh, out of ideas? I don't know, man. Peter Rabbit movie. Colby died. Hux is in it. It's a thing. General Hux. Oh, that's right. He's like
you got me. I'm into it now. Let's see it. Let's play a trailer, bruh.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's laying on carrots in the poster.
Why do you gotta get the biggest fucking image imaginable?
Because JH Fictional asked if we're gonna get a big blow up on his face.
Oh. Yep, it's working.
Oh, it just downloaded
it. It's doing real good.
Oh, that's lame.
Why did it download it?
Oh no.
Oh my fucking god.
There we go.
That's pretty poorly photoshopped. Now that we zoomed in this much, like, literally it's just a picture of a pile of carrots with the CGI animation on top.
Oh my god.
That's pretty bad.
And that position, it looks like he could be doing something. Like,
hey.
Yeah. You know, these overalls only go down to my waist, ladies.
What's going on, guys? You like this? You like this? You like this a lot. I'm just chilling here in my carrots, surrounded by all my dildos.
You know what carrots look like, don't ya?
Oh yeah, it's going down tonight. I'm Peter fucking Rabbit, bitch. Oh, that is provocative. Getting rock hard over here, man.
Yeah, rock hard!
Rock hard!
Oh my god.
I think Paddington has better visuals.
Oh my god.
Weirded out by him, turned on by him.
It's actually worse when
you
scroll
down. Or weirded
out.
On by us.
It's actually worse.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, got it.
It doesn't go
any lower, so we're safe. Just wanted to see what would happen, Chad. Don't judge me. Okay. Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Is this proof that this show should be later? Why? Because I'm slap happy now?
Yep.
I've lost control of the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Do not go farther.
I started streaming at 9 a.m. this morning.
Because
I only streamed for 3 hours. I was like, I'll stream extra today. So I've been streaming for almost 12 hours. I had an hour and a half break for dinner.
Yeah, you're dumb.
I'm done. Oh, no. Brain clipped it.
Clipped what? Oh, God, no. No.
Doing something.
Hey!
Yeah. You know, these overalls only go down to my waist, ladies.
What's going on, guys? Oh. You like this?
Guys, can we not?
It's times two, man.
No, what was happening? It wasn't times two that bothered me. Is that I was trying to show us, but the camera of us is in the exact same place that the camera as us is in. Like, when I go to this view, okay, our camera is where the small camera is in this clip. So when I looked up, and I saw the clip and I'm like, I can't see us. What button did I push that's wrong? I'm the biggest idiot on the planet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can't full screen it.
Yeah, just get that out of there. Just get that out of there.
Doing something. Like,
hey.
Yeah. You know, these overalls only go down to my waist, ladies.
What's going on, guys? You like this? You like this? You like this a lot. I'm just...
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, yeah. Our show is so
great.
Dumb.
Great.
We need new emotes. What emotes would you
great.
Like?
Great.
Colby's supposed to make more emotes.
Yeah, we need to... Yeah.
He's supposed to... How's the hog coming along, man?
Not...
You know, YouTube hasn't pasted the hog photo in a long time, man.
There's one right there.
Yeah, you leaning. Hey, ladies. Yeah. Just make that one.
That would pull up. Then that would work.
You make
being
it.
That small?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why?
Why are you judging me, man?
Because they're tiny as shit.
Dude, you're an artist. Make them. He's never going to do it. You're going to live with Porg hype forever. He's never making another one.
No. We need to change the Porg. Porg is out of date.
He was supposed to change this 3 months ago. Okay? He never did that either.
I was supposed to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, designer. Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Same show, same everything, same all the time. really pushing that subscriber button. You know, getting what you pay for.
Hey, man, we've got, I think all of our subs, well, no. Is YouTube subscribed to us? I don't know.
I don't think so.
We should shame him until he is, but, you know, Morris are sub, Brains are sub. Jaws here, she's a sub. Like everyone, all of our subs are here.
Yeah.
You know? This is the audience. Started wondering what Colby's real profession is. It's prostitution.
Stripping.
And prostitution on the side.
I am a escort. That was the word.
Good one, man.
Yep.
Sandwich artist.
Oh, we didn't call out Ren.
Oh, Ren's here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ren's here too.
Bam.
Well, didn't Do gift Ren his subscription?
I think so, yeah.
So would Do have gifted him a subscription if he wasn't a sub himself?
Was that Do?
I think it was Do.
Maybe.
He got paid to quite a amount of package. He hasn't worked a day since 2005. He's been, he had to keep
living large,
a
man.
A vow of silence, dude. Yeah, vow
been
of silence.
Living large.
Yeah. Our show is really dumb.
Uh-huh.
And it's over. There we go.
Do's not a sub.
That's all right.
We're going to have a fight.
It's all right. Subs. They can't hear you. You're not on mic. Chug that beer, man.
Gonna have a fight between the subs. Fight to the death.
Sub fight?
Ref and coaches get guns.
Am I the only one who think Morris would win any sub fight just because he's British?
Yeah, he invented Paddington. You think he's going to win a fight?
Yeah. He's grown up with that horror.
he's gotten hard.
Yeah.
He's gotten so hard.
Yeah. Also, I feel like all British people are Kingsmen.
Yeah. No.
That's what I feel like.
I doubt it.
I think they all are, man. I've seen those movies.
I doubt it.
I think they are.
No.
That's what I have to say. Mm-hmm. Morris, you're a Kingsman in my mind. That's what I think. Yep. All right, guys. That's it for our show. Hey, Trash Chan is blue, by the way.
Yeah.
That blue bitch used to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's Trash Chan.
Okay.
So now I call her Trash, which makes me feel awkward. Mm-hmm. I could call her Chan, but then that also makes me feel awkward.
Why?
Because she's a female Canadian and not a 60-year-old Chinese martial artist.
Chan?
Yeah.
It's short for Channing Tatum.
Oh, that's, I can imagine her as Channing Tatum,
yeah,
sure.
There you go.
Trash Channing Tatum.
Yep.
There we go. Yeah. Anyway. Whatever. Guys, the show's over, all right? Quit making me talk.
Show's over.
Show's over. I gotta put this thing up and edit it and put it online and have dreams about Paddington tonight, chat.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to do. I want you all to see this as you sleep, okay?
Yeah.
This is the end of the show.
Big old nose. That nose will be stiff in your booty hole.
Guys, we'll see you on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time. We're live twice a week then and Thursdays at 7 this episode. Of course, Thursdays at 7. Well, twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you don't watch the show live, it's on youtube.com/SethandColby. It's where it's on demand video. And the audio is on all the iTunes things and all the Googles and everything. Go to SethandColby.com for those links. All right? That's the show.
Say it faster, man.
Thank you. Say what faster?
All of that again, faster.
You want to do this again, man?
No.
You already did the intro. Get the panda out.
I'm saying you.
Why?
Oh, yeah. Panda.
Okay, yeah. Here comes Panda to close the show. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys. We love you. I'm fucking Paddington, bitch. Look at me.
Bye, everybody.